Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, let go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's Friday. This will be the December 12th, 2025 edition of the show. There will only be one. We only get these days once, John, so let's make the most of it. I'm joined, of course, as I always am. My name is Jason Smith. If you haven't noticed, we've rebranded the show J&J. So there is no name first, because let me tell you what. Really, the John and Jason and John should be first now.
I won't go that far.
Because he's a multimedia star. He has risen to great heights. He's a national star, once local, now national. And few have done it. Few have taken this path. We'll see how far he can take it many more fruitful years ahead, considering his age.
Thank you very much. But you also are a multimedia star.
Fewer years ahead.
You know, who knows? We don't know the answer to that, right? Tomorrow's not promised. We have to be very grateful for the days we have. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do that, obviously, as one of the founding unks of the Unction on Grizz Beat.
I wouldn't say founder. This is season three.
That's right. Season three. My apologies. What's the Bears' first down signal? Well, you know what I'm talking about?
That's the Kobe ISO, bro.
Kobe ISO.
Welcome to the club of knowledge.
Okay. That's what that means?
It's a Kobe ISO thing. Many have done it. I think even LeBron and former NBA players, we've picked that up. It's Kobe. You can look it up, and that's
– Okay. I would have never guessed.
It's Kobe ISO.
That's what y'all do every time y'all get a first down. I want to make sure I'm doing it right. I want to look at the camera and make sure I'm doing it right.
I'm not sure I've got it right, but they've done it quick now, but it's like the Kobe ISO.
Okay. I don't know.
It's a Kobe hand signal for a Kobe ISO.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show today, Friday, December 12th. We wish we had better news to bring. I'll say that.
Much more enjoyable talking about Bears than it is Grizzlies injuries. My goodness.
Yeah.
What a blow.
That is what a blow indeed we got yesterday. We'll get into that. The likely return of one Ja Morant, we hope, upgraded to questionable. So we'll get into that. Grizzlies back in action for the first time in a while. Tigers on the road at Louisville. First game against the Cardinals in 8 years. That's exciting. Rivalry renewed.
Respect to Louisville for doing this.
Yeah. Not so much a rivalry anymore,
nope.
But a...
Nope, I'll read your column.
But a game that matters.
A game we appreciate.
Yeah.
An opportunity.
Yes. An opportunity indeed. So we'll get into that today here on the show. Anthony Sain will join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about the Zach Edey news, Ja's return. Sam Amick's report about how things have progressed and improved between Ja and the regime.
Well, that's when Edey was on the floor.
That's right. That's right.
Looked like something you wanted to rejoin.
That's right. So we'll get into that with Anthony Sain at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Parthi Pandey will join us from the road. He is going to be driving to Louisville.
Yep, we did that too.
Not flying.
Yeah, you don't fly.
It's right there on the cusp, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Lamar, usually Weber would drive.
Because you got to get there. You got to get to the airport. I mean, 2 hours early. You know, if they what they recommend. You don't really have to.
Yep.
But they recommend it, and then
gotta drive it.
The flight's probably 2 hours. So by the time you get on and off, it's probably the same.
Mm-hmm. So I want to see Drew's hometown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drew Hill's hometown.
That's right. The 502.
Bring that win back, Parth, that upset win.
Be a big one. I mean, even if you keep it close, you can improve your net. So there's stuff to gain from it.
Is he cool to drive and talk on the phone? Some folks aren't.
Yeah, I don't.
Was dealing with some of that on the way in.
Really?
Yeah.
What was going on? What happened?
Well, some fool was out there texting everything. It's scary now.
It actually is scary. That's not a joke.
I feel like almost to get your license, right?
Yes.
This should be factored into driving defensively for folks that are texting.
Yes.
Because it's everywhere now.
It really is.
So that's one thing.
I wish I could. I mean, I'm bad about it. I'm worse about it than I need to be. I will say for Brad, and I know this because it lets me know, when Brad is driving, he turns on that focus. You will not hear from him until he arrives at his destination.
He does it the way you should.
That really is the way you need to do it. I mean, I hate to, I don't hate to say it. I mean, I'm just bad about it. I have a horrible habit of responding to text while I'm driving.
So then I was already rattled, and I'm getting off on Mount Moriah, and some fool in a Telluride, right? Now, usually I like to be the dominant one in that lane because you're trying to come over those folks from, we used to call it Nankana.
That's
y'all
right.
Call it 385. They're coming over, and some of them are trying to get off on Mount Moriah. But if I'm already in that lane, I'm going to show dominance because I'm already here. No, you're going to get behind me. And some fool in a black Telluride comes around and shows me dominance in a Kia. I'm going Cherokee. Now, I've been trying to keep my Christian identity, but I was challenged again, and come to find out, it was my own partner.
It was me. I did not think I was challenging. I did not think in my mind.
It was like two bulls. You know, when the stags go at each other and lock horns.
But see, you weren't
up in the hills.
You weren't driving with the urgency that you needed to be, man. Because I tried to get your attention, and you were just driving, 10 and 2, man. Like, you just didn't have nowhere to be.
Again, trying to keep my, I had already rubbed the cross in my car. Now, trying to keep my Christian identity from the car beforehand.
That's crazy.
I was trying to maintain my cool, and you come right out. Anyway, good to see you. We got in here safely. John didn't hit anything. Made it in here safe. You are in a new car because you hit something last time. You're a little
something
reckless
hit
out
me.
There.
Something
maybe
hit me.
You should have just merged behind me.
Well, you just
like
you go, you go slow, so slow.
Man tried to flex in a Kia,
and I let him know. I put the sunroof up, and I threw him the deuces from the sunroof. So
I know that little engine's in.
Bro, these new Kias, bro. This is not your 1998 Kia. You know, we're an official partner of the NBA now.
Man, you push them RPMs all the way up, bro.
John hit it on me, y'all. It's a V6. Okay, mm-hmm. Take a ride in it.
Well, I
implore you to do it.
I will.
And
I will.
We've really,
it's not a four banger. It's a six banger.
Yeah, you were talking about rebranding the show.
You're right.
The Kia is what's been rebranded.
Well,
for over the years. Okay. I learned this. I was anti Kia, and then I got one.
You should promote them.
And I learned
as highly as you speak of them now.
I was like, I'm never driving a Kia. Now I'm in one, and I'm glad because I got lots of children.
Right.
And it's a very roomy vehicle for a very affordable price
and speedier than I thought.
That's right. See, catch the unsuspecting. drivers on the road. There's no doubt about it. So, anyway, Zach Edey got pulled over once in a Kia. And that's because for speeding. And
you did that. You segued it.
Exactly. Unfortunately,
amazing.
He will not be speeding on the basketball court because the Grizzlies announced yesterday, which, by the way, the Grizzlies PR has become the most hated social media account on the internet. But Grizzlies PR announced yesterday that Zach Edey has been diagnosed with a stress reaction in his left ankle. So more ankle problems for Zach Edey. He is expected to make a full recovery following a period of offloading and rehabilitation. Edey will be reevaluated in approximately 4 weeks, and further updates will be provided as appropriate. So that is going to put him out until, at the very least, January the 12th. That's just for a reevaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So best case scenario, he would come back the first game after the 12th, but I would not expect that because, the question was going to be, obviously, where will the Grizzlies be, a month from now without Zach Edey? Because when they didn't have him, we know how bad that looked. When he came back, it changed everything about this Grizzlies team.
Yep.
And when he was not on this team and Jock Landale was having to be the starting five, it was a mess. They were at, would they start 4-11? Now, you know, John Morant's going to get back in there, we hope, to start starting tonight. But, you know, it's Jason, it's still yet another case of Ja in, Zach out.
Yeah.
And we're sort of back to square one.
Just did it. I mean, it's double blow because it felt like this was the case at Cavs. You know, you were putting your best lineup out there. You get Edie back, and Ja's out there for just the 6 minutes before the calf strain. And it's taken away there, and it feels like it was taken away here. This one feels like the toughest one to me in terms of injury news since the Steven Adams news. That preseason, we got it right before the season opener, it felt like. And, you know, you had high hopes there. And I would say, you know, different sort of high hopes here, but also similar in that, look at what you'd done with Zach Edey back. You know, 7-4, but as we talked about, you'd moved up to number two in the 11 games he'd been back in the NBA in defensive rating, behind only Oklahoma City. Like, all of a sudden, that identity was back. What we talked about was lost prior to Edey. We said we couldn't recognize anything about this team, offensively, defensively, anything else. A lot of that with Jai out there, all of a sudden was back, and that's with Edey. And again, I'd said, and I think you got to give Edey credit, defensive anchor in that way. They were 22nd, okay, 22nd in the 13 games before Edey got back in defense in the NBA. So we were talking about Zach Edey can't fix everything, but he was fixing – he literally had fixed you defensively to where you were elite.
Yep.
Obviously, having Vince out there said helped you as well. But offensively, he was giving you a spacing that had helped guys find roles. Cam Spencer's got all of a sudden space, the kind of space that, remember, Ja Morant was saying before, you know, he left out that it wasn't there.
Yep.
So you were feeling good because Edey had changed things. And the moment Ja's ready to come back, it's taken away from you. So let's be real. It kills you. It absolutely kills you because as we'd said, you'd established what the floor is with these teams that you'd beaten that are beneath you, beating all these sub-500 teams. At least you'd shown, all right, you're a play-in team for sure. Now let's see if you get Ja back, can you be a six? Can you make a run, you know, up there to six and those kinds of things? And it's taken right from you. Here's the thing, and your concern, the much larger concern, obviously, is that it's the same ankle. Apparently, yep. That he had the surgery on.
Yep,
we've said had to say the word a bunch of restabilization to get it right. We thought so that you wouldn't have to deal with it again. And now they're going to have to take another, you know, another step or whatever else, whatever happens in this, you know, or however they deal with this. Point being that Zach Edey was having ankle issues in summer league his yep. rookie season. He's 7'3". Basketball Reference got himself 7'4". Some tell you 305, 300, and ankle injuries have been an issue his entire career. Now, keep in mind, he had nothing in college. Is this now coming back at a faster game? Is it going to be a deal where you've got a center who you clearly need and is the anchor to a lot of what you do going to have issues like this
yeah.
going forward and in his career? Because I don't know if it's Jeff or Harrington that brought it up, but they're exactly right. Like, you're dealing, and this is, you have to look at it this way, and I don't think it had occurred to me, but two extremes in terms of Ja's body,
yep,
right, and the ability to stay out there, and now Edey's, but that's the issue, is that you're two, we can't do this yet, but Edey's importance almost, it feels like right now, is bigger than Jaren's. But back to that point, both of those guys, if they're 1-2, if it's 1-3, you know, their bodies right now, how reliable are they
yep.
to build around? That's the issue. That's what you worry more about than the right now. And, oh, can they get, you know, out of – can they remain a play-in team? Because six sure seems like a long shot now if you're talking about, you know, having to make – if it goes any longer than 4 weeks, and, John, maybe even the 4 weeks is too long.
Well,
point,
I mean
– you see my point?
Oh, because, I mean, I was going to throw this stat at you. According to John Schumann, Zach Edey has an on-off point differential of 26.8.
Mm-hmm.
That the Grizzlies outscore teams by 18.3 points on the court, and they lose by 8.1 when he's off.
Yep.
That's better than Giannis. It's better than Jalen Duren. It's better than Aaron Gordon. Obviously, it's not probably the Jokic. But, I mean, he's in that stratosphere.
He had fixed a lot, and you had found roles and settled into them around him.
Yep.
The Cams and the KCPs and Jalen found his shot and everything else because you'd settled right on in, and, man, all we wanted to do on 12-12 day – was mesh a decent and joyful Ja
Well, anybody even coming back in asking him to average 30, because this thing, you had it looking good, come back meshing in smoothly, and you can't even do that. And forget one of the pieces that's helped you. That's the key piece.
Yep.
Edie being gone.
Yep.
So now you're right back to sort of square zero.
Yep.
Which let's be real, that's when folks were frustrated.
Yes.
Right, because there wasn't spacing.
Well, and I think it's even bigger than this season. Right, the next 4 weeks. I mean, now you're starting to, because this is, as you point out, a re-injury of an ankle. I mean, he hurt both ankles before last season started, right, in the Utah Summer League and then again in Vegas. This is a 7'4 guy who is 300-plus pounds, and it is a foot, and it is an ankle.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, it's not the you know, Yao Ming, Marc Gasol, what is it, Liz Franck?
That's a foot.
Yeah.
Right. This is an ankle.
But it's still that same
lower extremities.
Right. And it's like he's always going to be 7'4" and he's always going to be 300-plus pounds because that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it worries me, you know, long term.
As it shouldn't. It did me in the draft.
Because like he's only going to get older.
Yeah.
I mean, this is prime. The physical condition for him.
I mean, you've seen guys come through. It does worry you, I would say. The Marc Gasol came through the foot thing. There have been bigs that have had long careers. Jeff was going to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, you can go through the list. There's also been Bill Walton's.
Right, exactly.
You know? There's also
Joel Embiid.
Yao Ming was cut
Yao
short.
Yao Ming.
It's really, so folks say 8 years, really seven. He barely played in his eighth year. I think 5-6 games. I don't know, go look. I think it's 7 years.
Yes.
And he started out strong. But it started to tail off real fast. And so back to the point, I mean, you're talking about essentially the same, you know, Yao had a couple of inches on on Zach Edey. But point B, you have some success stories of some bigs, and then you got the Sam Bowies, the Greg Odens, a bunch of ones where it didn't work out. Now, I can't nail them all to lower extremities, but point being, you never like to see them and then see them so consistently.
Exactly.
Let's be real. The level has changed for him. What's being asked of him is different than what's being asked of Purdue. I'm not telling you he wasn't some guy that was getting up and down the floor at all at Purdue, but that was a half-court game those guys were playing. He never got hurt. Now summer league starts.
Yep.
You're putting a lot of stress, you know, on those joints, on those ankles, running up and down an NBA floor, trying to keep up with NBA guys.
Yep.
And it's worrisome.
Very
forget
worrisome.
Concerning. It's worrisome.
Yeah, because I mean,
he's right back out.
You know,
games.
Mark Bartlestein, his agent said that his prognosis is good, and that this was like a management decision for his long term health. And you know, I do respect that because you know you're ninth in the you know standings here. It's not like you're trying to preserve a one seed, and in the end, you need Zach Edey for 7 years, not 7 games. So
and you really need him if you're committed to Jaren.
No question about
right.
it.
Right.
But like, it just doesn't give me a good feeling. It just doesn't make me feel because, you know, I mean, look at Joel Embiid's career, for example. I mean, he's 7 foot, 300 pounds, and like every year he's playing less and less and less. And now he's playing like a season low in minutes. And,
I was going to say, and I know some folks won't want to hear that, but maybe that's what you have to do, especially if you continue along this roster formula of having Jaren, who's going to need the big next to him. You see the difference maker that Zach Edey is when he's on the floor.
Yep.
You've seen it, you know, for 11 games now. So maybe what you have to do is restrict. You have to manage him in that way going forward with his career. You certainly will have to do it on this rookie deal.
Yep.
And as unfortunate as that is, as much as you want to play him, and hopefully, according, you know, his agent and everything else, this is it.
Yep.
But it's when you have one after another, and the Grizzlies were such a mess in the time that he missed beforehand, you know, you have to be concerned. I mean, he's too impactful.
Yep.
Not to be concerned about his future.
Yep.
And what you do to sort of manage that.
Well,
maybe it is a minutes restriction earlier in his career than Joel Embiid, you know, has at the end of his.
Yep. Maybe so.
If you were committed to Jaren, you tell me they don't make these bigs the kind that you need, the Steven Adams type, the Zach Edey's type. They're not just growing on trees where you can just plug them in.
Not.
And Jaren needs one of those.
Absolutely.
We saw it without.
Yeah. I mean, look, you look around the league, it's not just the Grizzlies. Like, there is an injury crisis in the NBA.
There is.
Like, more injuries, like, than ever in terms of, like, big-name stars and guys that actually play minutes and stuff. like the Cavs are going through this right now.
Right.
I mean, obviously the Suns don't have Jason Tatum. Hell, even Shai Gilgeous-Alexander took a damn rest day, which he never does.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just, you know, it's a league-wide thing. It's too many games. The pace is crazy.
But ours are more prone, seemingly.
It seems like
because of how they're built, back to that point about the extremes. Ja,
yep.
Zach Edey.
Yep.
Ours just seem a little bit more.
Yeah, that, you know, people always say, like, what's the training?
Fragile.
I don't know.
For different reasons.
I don't know if the training, you know, because I assume they've changed training staff over the years. They would assume they don't have the same trainers they've had.
All the science and all that stuff's only gotten better. The medical stuff's only gotten better. I mean, that's, you know, I don't think it's in that. I think it can be bad luck. And, everybody's looking for an explanation who you blame. You're blaming the medical staff and all that. We can't do that.
Sometimes it's just
freaky. You can't do that responsibly and blame the medical staff. It is. But especially when you have somebody who's a likely candidate. What are we talking about here?
Yep.
As big as he is. Oh, he rolled an ankle. Oh, yes. Well, he's 7'4", 300 pounds. So,
yep, exactly.
I just think that's irresponsible to sort of speculate.
Well, I think even Klingon's out right now, right? Like, same deal.
And is it
I don't know what his injury, because I just know.
And I've said, well, this is one of the reasons why maybe, you know, that Klingon was the
lower left leg contusion.
More prototypical big, maybe the direction you wanted to go. There were reports that the Grizzlies wanted to trade up. But didn't he, am I making this up in my mind, that didn't he have some back questions too coming out or something? Am I making that up?
I don't remember.
Like, was his bill of health completely clean coming out of college? I don't know. But either way, he is the more prototype big.
Yes.
You went with the, you know, sort of throwback.
Yep.
Either way, hopefully this is something you get through. But how could you make a strong case that you feel sure about it?
Yeah.
You can't do that
you
today.
Can't, you can't do
when
it
we're
today.
Right back here.
I feel kind of sick. I really do, man. But, you know, again, the Grizz aren't the only team. Wimby hasn't played in a month for them. Now, they've been rolling without him, amazingly, relatively, in a way that I think the Grizzlies will not do.
Well, they also have a closer in De'Aaron Fox.
They do. They're just a better roster overall.
Right. And defensively, you know, with those guys, like they've got Castle, and those, you know, they can keep it together. Castle just got back. Boy, is he back with a bang.
Yeah. The Spurs are 17-7 in a lot of those games without Wimby. That's kind of nuts.
Is Wimby going to play in this Cup semi? You said he was close in practicing. That'd be great if he could play the Thunder. What a game that will be.
I believe he will be coming back very soon, and I will keep you apprised of those developments.
Yeah, you're the one that pointed to the fact that I didn't realize he's back practicing.
Yeah, he the Greg Beauchamp of the AP said that he worked out on the court on Wednesday pregame with no protection on that calf. So
this would be the one to come back for.
Yeah, it would be the Cup.
The Cup again. So, a shot at OKC.
Thunder.
Yeah, 9.5 is the number. You like that? I saw the lip go out.
I like it. I like it for OKC.
Oh, really?
I'm not fading the Thunder, bro. I'm not. You want me to fade the Thunder under 10?
No, they're beating teams by like 17.
I mean, even if Wimby comes back, I'll probably get a better number on that 9.5. Then I'll take the under the Thunder at like what? What's Wimby worth? Like 4, 5?
No, more like first game Wimby, more like 2.
Only 2.
Yeah. Well, they're beating everybody by like 17 points a game, dude.
I mean, I'll wait to see if Wimby gets ruled in, and then I'll take the Thunder at 7.5.
I read you wrong. I thought you might like Spurs and the points. I apologize.
I ain't fading.
So don't be so offended.
No, I learned my lesson here. Like sometimes there are just teams.
Have
you
done
fade.
It this season?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No way. Because I learned my lesson. I tried to do it with UConn 2 years ago in the tournament. I'm like, all right, I'm going to fade them this week. I'm going to fade them this week. They beat me. They beat me 6 straight games. I said, once a team gets on that kind of roll, you don't fade them. You just get out of the way. So, no, I will not be fading them really at any point this year.
Knicks Magic's not bad, too, in the early one on Saturday. Those are 4:30 and 8 o'clock on Prime, the Cup semis.
The Magic have, I guess, kind of figured it out here. But I don't know.
That Prime team, they got John Wall up there.
Yep.
Who were some of the they were at halftime? They were hooping. They had a court and had a little game going out there.
Yeah,
that you'd want to be a part of.
Taylor Rooks was out there.
I'm not talking about Taylor.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking
she
about
was
the
a
actual
host.
Players because they got about 3-4 guys on
the
panel.
Had a lot.
It feels
yeah.
almost like too many.
It's overwhelming. But they wanted to come out with a bang. You know, you can always let people go. Is Udonis
not,
on
I'm
there?
Not, Udonis was on there. I'm trying to think of the four there was. It was Udonis, and I went blank after John Wall. I'm wondering, do we need John? I'm going to continue to monitor that.
Wow.
while you're on the Wimby status?
John is on.
Just does John Wall add a lot? Again, there are guards I think do. Jamal Crawford's been great. You've seen him continue to rise. We identified him early.
It kind of feels random.
But I'm watching. We want to see if he continues to develop. John Wall.
Yeah, John Wall wasn't, you know, when I think about John Wall in the NBA, I think about a guy that was like super talented individually, but never like actually did anything, right? Never won anything of consequence.
Well, he and Beal had a lot of years of nothing.
Yeah. And that's not his fault, but I just remember him being like an individual guy and just he could score and he didn't really impact winning that much.
Well, sort of like Bradley Beal.
And they were together.
Who's become that?
That's the problem. But get well soon, Zach. Let's hope that somehow they beat the timeline here. But it doesn't feel good that the 7'4", 300-pound player is having ankle injuries again.
I feel worse for Jock because he was playing at an all-star role player level.
He doesn't want to go back in that.
He liked being slotted into his correct position as reserve.
Now he was boning.
And y'all, the Jock gonna be throwing them balls at his face.
Yep,
he's gotta get your hands up, Jock.
Jock's like waking up in the middle of the night like that KD Gatorade commercial. Like, oh, I'm back. I'm back in the starting lineup
Jock's
again.
Jock's telling him to roll.
Tough deal.
It's not fair. That was not what he was brought here for.
Now, Grizz are 8-point favorites tonight. And
Utah's is just slaw, though.
Yeah, that should be said.
Best sub-500 team in the league. That is us.
Yep.
But we took a blow. Took a blow with Zach out.
Catch that, of course, right here. On 90.9 FM ESPN. All right, we'll come back. Anthony Stang going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about this. Are we overreacting to the ED injury and more? Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
ESPN.
Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. New episodes airing live every afternoon. Underground king of Memphis sports media, independent journalist and founder of Asylum Media Group, regular contributor on Grizzbeat on Grind City Media every Wednesday, and father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sane. You can follow Sane on X at Sane Asylum. Sane, I was hoping to celebrate today, 12-12 day.
Man. 12-12 day, man.
Yep, before we got that news, everything felt like it was aligning. All good things happening. Job was coming back. Zach Edey had changed this defense, made it number two in the league since his return. And they pulled the rug out from underneath the Sane. They pulled the rug out. You know what it made me think about? And I said it because I was with you. We were at Gabe's birthday, and that's when that Steven Adams preseason, about to start this season, news dropped. And that's what it took me back to. That kind of blow. How about you?
Yeah, man, it was tough, man, for sure. Especially considering everything that has happened with the Grizzlies. They've been a night and day basketball team. And you also remember, you were also with me the day that Zach Edey came back and the day that Ja Morant got hurt. That was my wedding day. It was that game. The Grizzlies turned around when I made marital bliss. You know, so I don't know what I did wrong. I apologize. I think me and my wife are on good terms, but we lost Zach Edey yesterday for a month, man. And it's really, really unfortunate news considering how good we've been playing with him out there. But, you know, the Grizzlies have some decisions to make, where they want to make a pivot in the season and what they want to do. Haven't seen anything about applying for a hardship waiver or getting a 10-day contract or anything like that. So we'll see how that goes to kind of see how that can – that will pretty much kind of tell you how the Grizzlies plan on handling the rest of the season, you know, in a way.
His splits are outrageous. Like Zach's is on off. I don't know how much of that is I believe some of it is real. I would like to hope that it's some of that's influenced by the competition, but how drastic do you think it will be without him on the floor?
Oh, it's going to be tough. Jacques Landale, for all the things he's good at, he's not a starting center in the NBA. And we're going to struggle without Zach being out there, period. We're going to struggle. We're not going to be good. I can't see how we are. You know what, though? I'm saying that, but there's another factor that and y'all know if I come on here, I'm going to tell how I really feel about stuff. So there's one factor that we're not really mentioning. How much of Ja's bad play in the beginning of the year was just Ja pouting or Ja being immature? You know what I mean? Or, how do we know that? Because, we saw – I'm fighting a little cold, man. We saw Ja playing with Bismack Biyombo, and he was really good the year before he got hurt, you know, which is every season. But the year he came back from the suspension, he was, you know, he was tearing up the league with Bismack Biyombo. So, you know, we'll have to see how much of an impact Ja makes when he gets back on the court. Because, you know, he can salvage a lot if it's just him and Jaren doing their thing with the other guys. But losing Edey is going to be a major blow, man.
Is it an overreaction to worry about whether this is going to be something that you know, lasts through Edey's career, that you're having to manage career wise, not just a season of it, but his career without his stature and everything else?
I think it is. It's understandable, though. I don't really tell people how to respond to things. People cope with things differently or whatever. They respond. They have different reactions to things. I had a interaction with a guy on Facebook yesterday. It was so odd. The guy's he's just kind of going off. You could tell the guy's just frustrated, right? He's just going off. Oh, the Grizzlies, they knew when they drafted him, you know, that he was injury prone. He had a bad injury history. He had surgery at Purdue. I was like, bro, what are you talking about? None of that.
No injuries at Purdue.
That didn't happen.
Right? Yeah.
That did not happen, bro. And so the guy's going back and forth with me. And, man, y'all are just mad because I'm sharing my opinion. And it was just a bad draft. And I'm like, bro, there were no signs of Zach Edey being hurt, right? And that's something to think. You know, people are just kind of going through frustration, not just because of this isolated injury, but just the history of the Grizzlies and injuries. Going back to this entire, you know, Grizz next gen run, every season has ended. Because you remember, man, even going back to that first season, you traded for, I can't think of his name, who wasn't any good. You traded the kid that came from Miami.
Winslow.
Yeah, you traded for Winslow. He got hurt. Jaren got hurt in the bubble. That season ended. There were kids that year. And then every year after, it's ended with Ja Morant on his back, or we don't have BC, we don't have Steven Adams. every year has been it's our season has ended, you know, because of injuries like this, right?
Yep.
And so people are just at arms about everything. But just looking at Edie's isolated situation, especially if you go read the article that DeMichael Cole put out yesterday, DeMichael said that Edie's been saying, you know, this entire time I've been back, I've had swelling. I feel like I'm about 85%. I feel a lot better than I felt last year, but I'm probably at about 85%. So I think that we're still dealing with him, you know, the rehab from that surgery he had, you know, over the summer. And he might have came back a little early, especially being a big man like he was. He did come back early. I think that he did come back early if I go back and look at the medical updates from the team. But I think that this is still just part of that process of getting that particular surgery 100. It doesn't seem like a re-injury that he had. It seems like he just gets that, you know, that swelling after he plays on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're looking at, you know, how he's responding from it and say, hey, you know, what are we really doing here? Like, why do we want to push him through this? And I think in a situation where after 25 games, if we were 20-5, I think Edie would still be playing, just right. Being honest with you.
No, I think that.
But if you're looking at and if you're looking at now where we're, 11-13 as opposed to, you know, 20-4 or whatever, I think that it is wise to be super careful with that ankle, with him especially, you know, considering his size, whatever. But I don't think this is anything that's going to linger, man. Like, I think that the surgery that he had this summer was successful. I think it will be beneficial. I think this is just part of, you know, getting the kinks out, literally, as far as the ankle is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I just the only worry I have is just, like, you know, no matter what, he's always going to be 7'4", 300+ pounds. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just nothing he can do. I mean, you go around the NBA and you look at guys like that, and it's just the mileage is hard, man. I mean, it just is on their bodies, the torque and everything. Like, Joel Embiid is playing fewer minutes, and every year he's playing fewer games and fewer. It's like Mark, we know how to. It's just those guys are so big, and the pace is so fast that, you know, you just worry, I think, long term about their ability to sustain. I mean, that's the concern for me.
Only thing I'll say as a counter to that, we kind of throw a lot of general statements on instead of looking at the individual situation. Those things are true, what you're saying, but Zach Edey doesn't have as many basketball miles on him as a lot of guys have on him. He didn't pick up a basketball until, I want to say, junior high or high school or something like that. Yeah, he didn't pick up a basketball until high school. So he didn't have a lot of basketball miles on him, for one. And for two, he played 4 years of college basketball. So if there were going to be injuries with, you know, your typical, you know, big man injuries like that, you probably would have saw more of those, you know, in his college career, because he played 4 years. He's not a young guy. He's young, but he's not like 18, 19. He's 22 years old. So you probably would have saw some of those issues before now if those things were going to be something you're going to see. There's going to be chronic issues that he's dealing with his whole career. It could very well be, but I'm not at high alarm now based on what we're seeing. Because we see now, because just like we were saying, man, how is he this much better than he was last year? And then he came out and said, man, my ankle was done. Like, I was screwed last year. My ankle was really jacked up the whole season. So whatever they had to fix, you know, this is still the result of it, that he's not all the way there. And he probably came back a little early. But I'm not mad that it sucks that he's not here, man. But, you know, we've been through a lot of crazy stuff already in this very young season. So, you know, this is just something else that I have to get through.
Can we throw that old Jaren-Brandon Clark combo that worked against the Timberwolves back in the day back out there? How much can Brandon Clark
and I remember that one.
His return, I mean, just help. Something's – you got to do something. And Jock Landale, we've said it's almost unfair to him to ask him to be the replacement. How much can BC help in his return?
Man, I was logging on to join the show today, and I get the notification you're responding from as well. And I saw, you know, the tweet from DeMichael Cole yesterday showing a picture of Brandon Clark after practice or whatever. And I was like, BC's not – he ain't going to be back no time soon, man. And I texted Michael. I said, does he look okay? Is he moving fine? He said, yeah, he's moving good. He's been moving good for a while. And I was like, oh, God. Okay, so BC might be coming back sooner than we think. And then we get the notification today that he's working out with the Hustle, which means he's probably a week or so away. You know, we probably might see him before 2026 or whatever. But we don't know, man. We don't know what version of BC we're getting. But there definitely were some awesome Jaren Jackson Jr., Brandon Clark minutes over the last 6-7 years, man. And you know me, Jason. I am the emotional, sentimental Grizzlies fan when it comes down to those three guys, Ja, Jaren, and BC. Those were the kids in the locker room my first year covering that team full time. So yeah, I'm ready for whatever that looks like. And I ain't gonna lie, man. If BC could go start him day one, man, because I've seen BC as a starter. Jock Landale's a starter. That ain't it, bro. So if he's able to go, I say start him day one until Edie comes back.
What do you make of these Jazz? Will Hardy, like, was getting into him the other night I saw on the timeout huddle. I mean, he was, right. like, really going. And I don't know if they've played since then or not. Young team. Mm-hmm. Is it a kind of team that you – like? I guess I'll put it this way. Is every team now without Edie going to be a team you worry about?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're going to have to battle out a lot of these games till you find a way to win without Edie, man. But that Utah team, I have no respect for what they do.
Wow.
I think that team has had a lot of talent over the last 6-7 years. Enough talent to not be as bad as they are.
Oh, yeah.
And to see how they just pulled the plug on those guys in the middle of the season. Like, I thought that was so bizarre to see Will Hardy talking to his team about effort and all these things. Like, man, y'all have been systematically tanking, bro, for the last 6-7 years.
Yep.
Like, do y'all really expect these guys to know how to win or do any of these things? Like, you've just ingrained the losing culture into the organization. And I was talking about this on my show yesterday, Anthony Saint show. You can catch it on YouTube. Anytime you like, go check out the podcast. I was talking about how teams like the San Antonio Spurs, right? Like when we came into the season, me personally, I was like, yeah, the Spurs are going to be good. They got Wimby, they got Fox, but they're surrounded by a bunch of guys who are kids. They don't know how to win. They ain't never won nothing before. Like they're not going to make a major leap. And they made a major leap this year without Fox at the beginning of the year. And now without Wimby, they're still really freaking good, right?
Yep.
And that's because that San Antonio Spurs organization, regardless of what the reality is on the court, they are a winning organization, bro. They're a winning culture, and they believe in winning. They're not going to be out here just egregiously tanking to chase whatever draft pick, right? They're going to do things the right way. And that organization, just like that, they're right back ready to compete this season, even with young players on that team, right? Because they have a culture of that. That Utah organization is pure trash, man. And the stuff that they do, like that team has had that team over the years has had teams with a lot of talented rotation players in them. They had deep teams with like real NBA talent on it. And they just kept unplugging it around December, January every year. And I think that you get what this is what you get when you do those type of things in the NBA.
I would to further the point on San Antonio. I would say that this year that the Nuggets are probably the best team out of the West. Not probably. I think they are over Houston to me. They're deeper than they were last mm-hmm. season. They pushed them last year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking me about the future, to me it's the Spurs. We'll see them in this NBA Cup game on Saturday. But the way they're built, they look like to me the team that I'd bank on going forward is going to be the challenger to this OKC team that we know is going to be around for years because mm-hmm. of all this young talent they've got signed up.
Yeah.
Spurs.
Yeah, for sure, man. That Spurs team is really good, man.
Can we get to the Spurs team? Is there a trade we can make, saying that gets us to that, back to where that Spurs team, to where that Spurs team is now?
The way things are going, man. I mean, it's kind of hard to really gauge what the Grizzlies are because of how helter-skelter the season's been, right? With all the things where you're talking about drama, where you're talking about injuries, where you're talking about just bad play, trying to figure out what's going on with Jaren, all these weird things that are going on with the Grizzlies, right? If you look at some of the analysts in the NBA, some of the guys who kind of have an unbiased opinion, a lot of people are looking at this Grizzlies team like, man, the Grizzlies really got something going. They just got to get it all going at the same time. You know what I mean? And you nailed a pick in Cedric Cowart this year.
Yes.
Jalen Wells is a 8-man rotation player. Cam Spencer, who I thought was not going to play at all this year, all things considered, with guys being healthy. I didn't think he'd play at all this year. Cam Spencer is a NBA rotation player, bro. You know what I mean? Zach Edey, as the resurgence of what he's been this year, you know what Ja is, I guess. You kind of know what Jared is. You've got some nice pieces on this team, man. And if this year falls totally off the rails again, now that Edey's out or whatever, for whatever reason, and you're back in the lottery again, or a team like Phoenix, they go back, they fall off, and they're back into the lottery again. This Grizzlies team could have some nice pieces but they just have to make a decision on what direction they're going to go in and just kind of stick to it. And you have to be really smart. You have to be smart around the edges, man. Like this is a summer where you might want to take a Brandon Clark contract or a Santi Aldama contract and turn it into something or whatever. You may explore trading a Jaren or a Ja, whatever you're doing. I'm not, you know, really down for either of those, but I'm just saying they have to make a clear decision on what direction they want to go in, because they're really not that far away from a lot of those teams that are even at the top, even with us now below 500. The Grizzlies have a lot of pieces for the future that could look really good.
Yeah, I just I think it's everybody playing for second year anyway. I mean,
oh yeah, man, we waiting for the Thunder to run out of money, man.
Don't they have like somebody's pick this year? I feel like they
They got the Clippers pick. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Great.
Hey, bro, everybody's talking about where Giannis is going. Giannis is going to OKC, bro. Like that's 1,000,000% happening, bro. They got because they've got more picks than they can actually draft. Can't draft all those picks because they're guaranteed roster spots in the first round. They're gonna put all those picks together damn near, man. Like the Thunder can do so many crazy things and people just don't want to talk about it like it's freaking Pennywise or the Boogeyman or Candyman or something. But if there's anybody that can load up and just say, hey, give us Giannis, it could be the Thunder.
Yeah, because they can get Hardenstein up out of there. They don't need him.
They could do Chet Holmgren and Hardenstein if they wanted to, bro. And you're getting freaking Giannis back, who could do both with both of those guys.
Oh my.
And you could give them 1,000,000 freaking picks, bro. Like all these little crap trades they're talking about for Giannis. And Milwaukee's not that garbage, bro. Like they're gonna want something they can take and build with for the future, bro. And OKC really has more than anybody has to offer, being honest with you.
You can go throw a hot 50 on that at Kalshi. You'll get 5 racks back. If his next team is OKC.
Right, hey, bro, you addicted to that Kalshi joint too, bro. You be on that joint.
He's single-handedly making it take over the world.
It knows before everybody else.
Hey, you got a you got a what's the name with them?
No, I don't. I should.
Okay.
I should, but
yeah, I'm talking in code because I don't want to be unethical on the radio.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean a lot of people do. Yeah. I see them on there, and they're mostly like the parody accounts. You know,
exactly right.
I'm like,
crazy.
What the hell are you?
I see a lot of people got the green K on their side.
It's unserious. Why are you guys partnering with fake accounts? I don't know. I like to refer to it though because not in all cases, but you know when people put their money behind it, like somebody tends to know something. Not always, but you know, in a situation like Giannis, like right now, the favorite is that he stays with the Bucks 30%, and then number two is. New York at 23%.
Right. But I totally disagree with that premise. I've heard you say it a couple of times. I think that's absolutely not true because, like look at the Tiger football situation, man. It was all over the place. You had people putting real money on Dan Mullen and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, it's basically what people have a hunch on or they know a guy who knows a guy and the guy don't know what he's talking about and now they're throwing money or something. So, yeah, I don't particularly agree with that.
No, it's like, well, the more money that's in it, right, there wasn't a lot of money in the Memphis football market was like 50 grand, you know, like if it's a market that has like 50 million in it, you know, that's a pretty, like it's going to be pretty accurate to that. But no, you're right. Look, who knows? Nobody knows. That's why you can go predict on it and make 5 racks on $50 on Giannis to the Thunder, man. I'm trying to help.
Saying what are the chances that Charles... Man, I was going to ask you the chance that Charles Huff, you had mentioned Memphis football, is too good. He's going to be too good to be Gabe's coach because Gabe's got another, six years, unless he just goes in early. And if Charles Huff is here that long, it won't be a good thing, will it?
Man, no, man. Like, here's the thing, too, man. I'm getting ready to – Gabe's coming over today. Gabe's got a basketball game today. Shout out to my guy Chris Vernon too, man. I saw him at Gabe's basketball game yesterday. His daughter plays for the school that Gabe's team was playing against. We chopped it up a little bit before the game, after the game. But what I was about to say, I have a plan tomorrow that we're gonna sit down and watch the Charles Huff press conference.
Yes,
I want Gabe to be able to watch these type of things,
feel it,
and kind of give an opinion of what he thinks about what coaches have to say, especially in the market that he lives in. Because if Gabe's a high level player, you know, I want him to be here. I want him to stay at home.
Yep.
You know, more than likely. So we're going to watch that today. But that is something I thought about. I was like, if he's still here by the time Gabe's here, either he's like a super dope guy who really wants to be here and we're really good or something like went wrong. You know what I mean? If it went wrong, we ain't going to be here. But that would be a pretty dope scenario because if he's still here in 6 years, that means that we're really good and he really wants to be here. So.
There's no way.
Wait, what if it's like, what if he is the black Ryan Silverfield? Not that he's already won championships, but I'm saying if he's 6 years and we're locked into him, we can't even fire him. You know what I'm saying? You haven't won anything. I'm just saying. He's not going to be that, though.
I don't think that'll be the case. I think if he doesn't come in, I mean, we're talking about a black man, Jason. I mean, he's not going to get the grace that Silverfield captain.
That is so true. Like, it will not get to six.
But it's a brother doing the hiring and firing.
That's true.
The fact that he's got a brother calling the shot doesn't give us another year at least. Can we get four?
Yeah. Yeah, it's looking real black over there too, man. You got black GM, you got a black coordinator. I think one of the coordinators is white, but yeah, it's looking. Yeah,
you got
looking,
black,
yeah.
Black basketball coach, black football
yeah,
coach,
man,
black,
hey,
black
hey,
GM.
I can't, hey, if it's just 6 years, it's because he wanted to be here and they're good. I don't think he's gonna right. get the Silverfield mid treatment where he's 8-4 every year and bringing up a contract.
Right. Yeah. Right.
No, hey, did you know?
Go ahead, please.
Did you know that his wife used to be the head coach of Tennessee State basketball, women's basketball?
Yeah, coach women's. Yeah.
That's dope, huh? And like with that kind of, with that being said, man, like how do we know that he don't want to live here? Like how do we know that he don't want to? Okay, let's say that Memphis
forever?
Gets into a big conference in the next 6 years.
Well, that's different. That, now you're talking different. If Memphis gets into a big conference,
yeah.
If he hadn't already gone, and I'm saying here's the thing: I think if he wins big, he can be gone in 2 years just because he's that good. And you're, right now, you're outside of it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to take him 3 or 4 just because of the resources.
Because it don't take much, man. I mean, FAMU is, in the college football playoffs, and Tulane is in it. So it can happen in a year. All you got to do is be hot the right year, man, and you're in that joint for sure.
Yep. Sane, good to talk to you as always, my friend.
Appreciate you, brother.
Sure, bro. All right, man.
Yes, sir.
Anthony Sane joins every Friday here on the show. I was just thinking about, you got Ed Scott, you got Penny, you got Charles Huff, you got Alex Simmons. So basically every position over there, have there ever been, I mean, there's never been a black AD in Memphis. So
right.
That's the first and foremost. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's to your point,
Well, to Sane's point, but just as we can all see.
I don't even know how to
says,
put
look,
that.
He said it's looking,
I'm waiting
Sane
for you to put it, but
real,
you're not doing it.
Sane said it's looking real black over there.
Right. I can't say that. You know what I mean? You have to say that.
I mean, the game I went to was a blackout, and And that's what, again, Ed has blacked it out, hasn't he?
I can't say that.
That's right. Some of y'all don't like that. We're going to get it done.
I love it. If you like it, I love it, man.
Championships
Let's just win.
Close the gap.
I don't see color in the wins.
At all.
That's the main thing. It's like, I don't think, honestly, at the end of the day, it does. I mean, it's great. Like, it's reflective of the community. That's the first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do think we need to get, at least one white coach over there.
Brooks is over there dominating.
Okay, yeah, we got Brooks. So I think that's
and
pretty.
And what we're doing, we need to get him more support, and hopefully that's
right.
happening.
Well, he's got the new stadium on. Exactly,
else.
Exactly right.
But Brooks is dominating.
Our baseball coach?
Mm-hmm. Brad knows him.
Is it still Reiser? Okay, so.
Yeah, our last one went to Mizzou, and
right.
Brad tells us did not do well. AZ Brad, it's not doing well, Mizzou.
No.
He's
no,
already up at Carrick.
Carrick not doing so good at Mizzou.
Now,
that Laird made that hire, right?
He did. He hired what he knew.
And we appreciate him for that.
He hired what he knew at Memphis.
Right.
Yeah. So, no,
Having said that, I do like Carrick. I mean that sincerely. Like, I've met him and hung out with him, and he killed it here at Memphis.
Yeah, he did a good job. But he Lane Kiffin'd us. He was out after a year, right?
He bounced after a year.
It's tough. Tough one.
Didn't take players from us, though. Didn't take players from us.
So I think it's pretty reflective of the community, right? I don't have the latest demographics of the city. We'll have to get those in. We have our Census Bureau out there reporting.
60%, right, in Memphis City.
I thought it was higher.
Higher than 60?
Yeah.
Might be.
I thought it was like we were like 70-30 now. Maybe that's too high, though. Again, I'll have my reporting pending.
Let us know.
But
largest predominantly black city in America.
That's right. That's absolutely right. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Grizzlies in action tonight against the Utah Jazz. 7.5, 7-point favorites. We'll get into that. Jason will have a prediction on Kalshi for this game tonight.
That'll be you.
Ja's return. And a whole lot more. Stick around. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Your teams, the coaches, the portal. 92.9 FM, ESPN is your home for the off-season insanity.
Of the available hires, objectively, Memphis made the best, the surest thing.
Get the answers on 92.9 FM, ESPN. What's next happens here.
What if, instead of choosing between a big bank or a small bank, you could choose one bank that's the best of both? That's First Horizon. With big bank reliability and small bank resolve, you get 160 years of financial strength and stability and an enduring commitment to personal service. When the best of big meets the best of small, you get it all to help you on the road to your horizon. First Horizon Bank. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all.
Rivard Royal GMC knows these days people turn to AI for everything. It saves time, does the research, and delivers the answers. So we asked AI, where is the best place to get a GMC Yukon? Here was the answer.
So in the Mid-South, I'd say Rivard Royal GMC is the standout. They've got a huge Yukon inventory, and they're offering some really hefty discounts right now.
And right now, get up to $8,500 off MSRP on a new Yukon. RivardRoyalGMC.com. GMC. We are professional grade.
Kids treated at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital need your help to feel comfort and joy this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Colette. My bones break very easily.
The sticker on the back of my car says osteogenesis imperfecta, fragile but feisty. Even while he's getting a cast on or a cast off, he still can laugh.
Text Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.